are now free to move about the country.
Now, more of The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX, the business station.
Okay, the guy guest this morning is Belinda Fuchs, CPA, president of OwnYourMoney.com. Check out that website. And, of course, you've seen Belinda on ABC, NBC, on her own show, Money on Your Mind. She's been all over the print and SmartMoney.com, Today's Financial Women, Boston Business Journal, and so forth. So we're talking networking with Belinda this morning. And Belinda, do you find that something you call connection is more or less important in today's economy?
I'd say that it's actually much more important right now. I think that there's, and you know, a lot of what I do is help people grow their money and their businesses by recognizing the needs and addressing the stresses that they have in their life. And I find that connection is something that people are craving more because they're just feeling like there's so much that's out of their control, and they end up often feeling very alone in the process. And that in times of stress, we realize that connectedness is more important than ever. And the ironic part is that the stress often takes a toll on us in our relationships, and it blocks us from going out there and putting ourselves out there like we can. I'm actually speaking at an event a week from Sunday called Create the Life You Want, Connect and Make a Difference. And it's this one-time symposium event that people have created as it's interesting, actually. The money is going to charity. And part of what spurred on the need for this event even is what's going on in this economy, and recognizing that people are feeling kind of stuck right now and can use connection and community to break through what's in their way. And it's a cool day that they've designed. We have I'm doing one called Your Money and Your Life, and there's health and motivation and a lot of great speakers. So I would definitely recommend that people check that out. The website that they can look at for that is live-life.com/upcoming. upcoming.html, or just contact us in the office at 617-268-0600. We'll hook them up with everything they need to attend that. That's for July 26th. But I definitely find that connection is more important, and that's partly what inspired me to do this on today's show.
Okay, and speaking of symposiums, we happen to have a seminar today,
right,
at lunch. 11:30 at the Capitol Grill on creative investing, in the Capitol Grill in Chestnut Hill, right on Route 9, the eastbound lane. And if you're interested in attending and learning all about creative investing, and you need to call us at our offices at 617-965-7900. That's 617-965-7900. As long as you are an accredited investor, a net worth of $1 million or more, and that's for federal, that's a federal restriction because of what we're talking about. So we're going to be talking about things you probably haven't heard of before. And we're looking forward to meeting you. We have a lot of room today for the workshop. So give us a call if you can get to that one in Chestnut Hill at 11:30 this morning at the Capitol Grill. And again, our number is our office number to register, 617-965-7900.
And you want, people can call right now or as soon as the show's over?
They can call now, but
better
nobody
claim
their
seat.
Phone, but they could,
yeah,
they could leave their name and number.
They got to get one of those last few seats.
And when Sue comes back in, she'll give them a call when they
great,
when she gets in, and she'll be in any minute now.
Great.
But they certainly can call anytime. It's 617-965-7900. Yeah, we're having a fabulous lunch there. I mean, you should see the menu. Starts with shrimp cocktail. It's really going to be
nice.
Yeah, it's delicious. I mean, it's incredible.
I've come to your seminars. They are impressive.
Yes,
absolutely.
We've come to the dinner once, so people don't expect as much at lunch, but we're going to make this lunch something so that they're going to really remember this lunch, because we always treat our clients very, very well.
I was going to say, it's starts part of who you come, are, exceeding expectations right from the beginning.
There you go.
That's great. That's great.
All righty. So, again, 11:30 at the Chestnut Hill Capitol Grill at 11:30 a.m. So 617-965-7900 is how you can sign up for that investment workshop. All righty. Now, as a financial coach, Belinda, why do you really help people with networking?
Well, it's interesting, actually, because what I find as a financial coach, it's basically a niche that I've created and grown just over the last year and a half or so. And I find that particularly how I serve the community in this role is being this combination financial therapist and business coach. And the therapist part involves helping people get out of their own way. And networking is really such an essential skill, and it's very much founded in this real sense of self-worth and value, and that's at the heart of a lot of the work that I do as a financial coach. And so for people to network, whether they're in a job, whether they're running their own business, it's really important to be able to put themselves out there in a very public way. And, you know, it's a joke that people would rather die than public speak, if you think about kind of the top 10 things right. that people are afraid of. Well, you know, networking is a form of public speaking, and networking is a lot like money for people also, because it can be scary, it can be even paralyzing. And so what I like to do is have people do what I call reframing it, and really start to recognize what are the thoughts and the outcome that you're expecting. Because I touched on, we find evidence for what we believe. So how do we reframe it from the beginning to recognize that it can be fun, you can be of service. And I like to think of it almost like people are doing an injustice to the people that they're talking to by not sharing openly about what they do and who they are. Hmm. So it's a very different context than what are these people going to think and how am I going to sell business in this event.
Okay. And when they're networking, they're trying to find a clever way of describing what they do for work. Do you recommend that they do that?
That's part of it. We're going to talk in just a little bit about kind of my before, during, and after tips. And one of the before tips, though, is knowing what you're going to say when somebody says to you, what do you do? I think a lot of that fear and the paralyzing is almost hoping that people don't ask, what do you do? Because people are afraid, oh my gosh, what am I going to say? And so what I encourage people to do is prepare ahead of time. You know, there's a very high likelihood that when you go to this kind of an event, and if you're being social, people are going to ask. You're going to say, oh, well, you know, what do you do? And it's a very casual question, but all of a sudden it's people turn into deer in headlights. And so I do recommend that people know ahead of time what do they want to answer, and that they have something creative to answer back.
Right. So if you're a financial planner, you don't say, I'm a financial planner. You say, I help people achieve their dreams or something like that.
Something like that, right. And something that can be relevant, relatable, kind of fun. So I may say something like, I help people to own their money. I may say, I save marriages and change lives. Something that is like a wow. I do. I do. And then the format that I love, I originally got this from somebody named Brian Walter, and he talks about a wow, how, now. So you want to start with a wow so that people are like, wow. And then they pause for a second. They're like, they want to hear more. That just becomes a little tease, because when you're networking, it's not actually like you're in an elevator and the timer starts and you have 45 seconds and then you just spew on them whatever you say for 45 seconds straight. You can make it much more permission-based and much more conversational, so that they're drawing it out of you and they really want to hear, instead of you just volunteering and almost dumping on them. So that's one of the key parts that can help it become more conversational, and you can have more fun with it because you don't have to feel so much pressure on it.
Hmm. Now, can you give us a story, Belinda, of a recent client that you've helped?
Sure. So I have this group called the Small Business Success Program, and they're a group of entrepreneurs who are looking to grow the profitability of their business. And you know, one of the things that we got to recently, and what they do in each call is that they'll present me with a business challenge and I'll help them through it. And there was just one recently where Alicia is a consultant, and she found that her networking was awkward, was uncomfortable, and like verging on false or phony, because she just felt like there was this context she was holding that it was transactional instead of giving her space to really be genuine about it. And it was interesting because as we got into it, you could see all of these emotions that were playing in and all of this background thoughts that were then clouding her ability to really be herself. And when I started to help her see what was really going on for her, and that she was making all this up in her head about what people were going to think about her and the you know, she was the one making it transactional. It's not like other people were looking at that for her. And so what, you know, I think of context as something like the sky. If it's blue and sunny out, then that's one way that we are being, versus if it's rainy with a high likelihood of lightning, you know, that's another way that we're being. But that becomes the cloud and the covering to everything that we're doing. And so I wanted her to think about, how does she want it to be? Because it doesn't have to be awkward. It can be this conversational way of being. And I'll give you my number one tip, actually, because it really helped Alicia that day. And when you're at the event, make like you hosted the party. And what that means is allow yourself to be friendly, talkative, listening. Just think about how you would be if everyone is over to your house. You want them to feel comfortable. You're going to go out of your way to introduce yourself. And you're not dumping. You're not just presenting on them. You actually want to hear who they are, what they're about, and you want to share yourself openly. And so, I mean, I used that at an event that I went to for the Boston Business Journal, and quick example, it just of how successful it can be. I was on the buffet line, and that's often a place that if you are having trouble walking up to somebody, you go and you get some food, and then you start chatting with them. Oh, you know, how are you doing? Are you enjoying this event? Have you been to these sort of events before?
I think we're going to break. That's the end of the segment.
Okay, there
so
we go.
We'll be back with Belinda Fuchs.
We'll pick up the party.
Of OwnYourMoney.com and me, Ron Birnbaum, in just a moment. Give us a call with your questions. 877-NEW-1060.
You're listening to The Financial Consultants with Ron Birnbaum on AM 1060 WBIX.